You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
Joni's sitting in for Sarah this morning. We even rehearsed it.
I know, but I was watching Harold. He was putting on his headphones, and I thought, well, maybe I should help.
Always about the hospitality. Always about the hospitality. Joni sitting in for Sarah this morning. Sarah has a couple of days off this week, enjoying beautiful fall weather, hopefully with family and Reformation and All Saints coming up next week as well. It's just been a busy weekend. Lots of kids' activities, lots of trunk or treats going on over the weekend. And your grandkids have lots going on, Joni?
Oh, my goodness. There's constant things going on. As Pastor Stanish can tell you, Kathy's in volleyball, and their girls, Kathy and Riona, are playing piano, and Alina's just being herself, and it's just go, 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 go all the time. That's just life.
And you're a go, go, go grandma, keeping up with all of them.
I'm a go, go grandma. Maybe back in the 60s they could have called me that.
Oh, thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live Uncommon. A great event coming up here in the St. Louis area with our friends, Christian Friends of New Americans. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. And an event coming up at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Green and Gold Days. So we'll talk about that in the second half. In studio with us this morning, the Reverend Dr. Stanish Stanley, and he's the Executive Director of Christian Friends of New Americans. Stanish, always a joy to have you in studio.
Oh, always a joy to be with you too. Thank you so much for having me.
And along with Stanish in studio, Harold Melzer. He's a volunteer with Christian Friends of American.
Good morning. Thank you
so much. Glad to have you in studio this morning, Harold.
Good morning. I'm pleased to be here.
Stanish, tell us about the work of CFNA today. Give us maybe a story, an example of what Christian Friends of New Americans is doing right here in the St. Louis community.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Christian Friends of New Americans, as you know, is a ministry to refugees in the St. Louis city area. And of course, we serve immigrants too, but mostly it is refugees. And it's all about sharing the love of Christ with them. In simple terms, it is love God and love neighbor. And that's basically the driving force for the ministry. I can give you this example of Mani Gurung. He's a Nepali man and came here in 2015. Struggles with English. He does not have a normal education, even in Nepal, for that matter. But comes here and tries to rebuild his life all over again, having been displaced as a refugee from Bhutan. And so he comes to our center maybe 1 year, 1.5 years ago, and says that, hey, I was trying for a driving license thing, and I failed my exam 3 times. And as a result, what happened is that the driving bureau asked him to get a 20-hour driving thing done. He does not have the money to go to a driving license place and get his, get himself trained and all that. And we said, hey, we have a driving education class over here. We can help you. And it turns out for the past 1 year, we've been not only teaching him how to drive, but also how to improve his English a little bit so that he can really clear his driving test. And finally, it so happened that last week, our CFNA personnel, Mr. Richard Lee, took him to the driving place after having done countless training sessions, finished the 20-hour thing, after having given him mock tests and things like that about how a driving instructor or a police officer would test him and all that. And he finally passed. It was a miracle for us. But the big thing about there over there is to be present in his life, because we all know that in St. Louis, if you don't have a car, if you cannot drive, you can do basically nothing. And it's you are always dependent on somebody else. I still remember my own story with Joni Auntie talking for me when I got a volunteer opportunity and work at CFNA. She spoke with somebody to get me a car, and they were so kind enough to just give me a car from Christ Memorial. Janet Whitmer was the person. And so I still remember how impactful and important it was for me. And so it really made it possible for me to be a part of the life over here and contribute as a productive member of St. Louis. And that's pretty much the same story for Mani Gurung. And the big thing is that we have shown through our volunteers who go out and serve and help people like Mani Gurung. Mr. Mike Albers from Christ Memorial has also driven him and all that. So by showing that act of love, we are showing that we are present in their life. We want them to succeed, but also be connected with the Christian life here in the United States, especially in St. Louis. He goes to St. Luke's Lutheran Church on Taft Avenue, and with a small group that meets there. Of course, they are not members at St. Luke's, but they meet there. They use the facility, and they are Pastor Dittmer, for instance, kind of goes once in a while and preaches to them. I understand, but Mani Gurung has come back after getting his driver license just to say thank you to us, and now he has joined our citizenship class. So he wants to move on, but he wants to do that with the interaction and the exchanges that are taking place at the Peace Center CFNA. And so CFNA is basically a space for engagement with the various people from different countries. Mani Gurung just stands as an example of the Americans meeting the new Americans where they are and showing the love of Christ through action.
And I think what's important here, too, is, you know, so many people say, well, people are coming from all these other countries and they're doing all these different things. But if we work with people from other countries and help give them the skills to do things, they too will be people who will help in society. Mm-hmm. It will be for the better of society, betterment of society. And as Pastor Stanish said, always sharing the good news of Jesus Christ as you're doing this, having that impression of why would these people care about me like this, and seeing that love. I think that's
exactly.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
What would you say there are agencies that serve refugees, mm-hmm. immigrants in the St. Louis area and around the country. What's unique about how CFNA serves immigrants and refugees?
You're right. Our main concern is to share the gospel message through action. So it is definitely doing activities alongside our refugee friends and seeing them for their human worth and dignity as they are, as somebody who has been created in God's image and who can contribute to the future of America as a society, but also to the church and come into the church. Because after all, that's the vision that is laid out in Revelation, where God calls up each and every one of us to reach out to people from every nation, every tribe, so that they can worship the Lamb. And so that's basically the driving force for CFNA. Unique ways, I would say, is like, for instance, give preference to building relationships with our new American friends. And so whether it's after-school tutoring, which is a different one, which normally most refugee agencies here in St. Louis are not doing, we are doing that. We meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays and also Mondays and Wednesdays too. We have an Adopt-a-Student scholarship program that brings new American friends to join Lutheran schools, and so that's a unique thing that we do. We also have, whether it is the driver's education, which I said, and frankly speaking, very very few. In fact, CFNA probably is the only one which does a driving education program with refugees, and refugee people really need it so that they can be on their own and can contribute as citizens here. But also the furniture donation, for instance, prayer.
And Pastor Stanish and Harold, before we lose too much time, I want to make sure, because this is such an important organization, it's a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we're going to be sponsoring, or CFNA is going to be sponsoring, a trivia night.
Yes.
You want to talk a little
this
bit about that?
This is our 11th annual trivia night. It's November the 10th, and it's Lutheran Church at Webster Gardens on Watson Road. But we have approximately 150 people. We had 18 tables last year. But it's really a family trivia night, because we also offer for the children bingo and entertainment. Mm-hmm. So we really encourage families to come. And this goes for 10 rounds and so forth, like a typical trivia night. But it's special because we bring in people. They're not all necessarily Lutherans.
Right.
We bring in people who have an interest in what Stanish was just talking about, and interest in reaching out and helping these refugees and immigrants in St. Louis. And it's a lot of fun, and I think people would really enjoy it. And in order to go to that, they need to register at cfna-stl.org. And that's the place they can register online to come that evening. And it starts at, doors open at 5:15. The dinner's at 6:30. I mean, the program's at 6:30. There is a dinner with it. So it's a really great evening.
And it's, you know, all for the price of, I think it's, what, $20 for an adult?
$20 a person.
$10 for a child. And I think, aren't they going to have dancers there again, folk dancers?
Yes. As Harold sir has been pointing out, it's mainly about community. Mm-hmm. It's Americans as well as new Americans coming together in a church environment where they can kind of exchange pleasantries or even just come to know about each other. And so the new American folk dancers are dancers from Ethiopia and Eritrea. Who have been kids who have been part of the after-school tutoring program at the center. And so they will be performing at the trivia night. So that's something cool to kind of look out to.
Also a silent auction, I understand.
Yes, yes.
So that'll be something fun to participate in. Get your Christmas shopping done early. Are you still looking for donations for the silent auction?
Sure, we really are. And it's always pretty rich, pretty neat. I mean, to enjoy the silent auction, be part of that as well.
So games, activities, trivia questions, all something for the whole family, babysitting as well for the youngins.
We have free babysitting that evening.
For five and under, it's free babysitting because most of the other kids will go to bingo.
And we have an artist throughout the evening that does a painting while we're having our trivia night. And it's fun to see that. Her name is Vesta Deleska. And it's kind of neat at the trivia night to have a painter participating that evening and creating a painting during the trivia night auction.
And then can you buy that?
Yes.
You can bid on that. Okay.
Excellent. So that'll be part of the auction as well. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk with you all. Dr. Stanish Stanley, thanks so much for sharing with us about Christian Friends and New Americans. Harold Melser, thanks so much for sharing with us about the upcoming trivia night for CFNA. And we have more here on the Coffee Hour. Joni's going to stick around for Green and Gold Days at Concordia Seminary. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Joni Harwell.